The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Domer Dreamscapes, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by AirTech Heating and Air. And now here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
And good morning and welcome to the Gardener's Bench. Every Saturday morning from 8:39 live on WRHI AM 1340, FM 100.1 and worldwide on WRHI.com. And we're also on Facebook. They tell me, I don't know where we are.
How about that?
That's what I heard.
All those platforms. So many platforms.
Yeah, a bunch of...
Come here. Oh, there's my voice. With heard. Much anticipation, the Gardener's Bench is back.
That's our three-month layoff.
Yeah, three-month layoff.
To recharge our batteries.
We're like, I guess like a bear hibernating in the winter.
Nah, they give 3 months off to get clipped the football in.
Yeah, you're resting up, recharging your batteries, getting ready to go.
Clemson football didn't need that much time this year.
No, they didn't. They didn't bump us one time, though, I know of.
Yeah, we were hibernating until yesterday when it was the last 2 days. It broke a record.
You're saying 83. Yeah.
So 83 degrees yesterday was a record for February the 20th. But also, that's the highest temperature ever in February. As recorded, so that's pretty big deal.
I don't remember 43 years anything close to it.
Yeah. Always at the beginning of our show, we always love to talk about weather, and we had a winter this winter.
Well, if you listen to Charlotte radio, Charlotte TV news weather forecast, we're in a terrible drought.
Yeah, I heard a little bit about that, too.
I'm not quite sure how they come up with it.
Well, they're saying down the upper level of the soil is still wet, but if you dig down in there, it's dry. So
they're going on the drought monitor, which federal government puts out for agriculture.
I know Steve doesn't like a drought.
It don't mean a thing to drought.
It may have hurt him selling plants years ago. Talking about drought. So.
But that was the Talbot Watery Drought Management Group.
Yeah.
And that they had some serious clout.
Yeah, so the when you think about snow, you think, oh, man, that's plenty of water there. That should have solved everything. But the snow we have is so light that 8 to 10 inches equals maybe 2 inches of rain. It wasn't like a...
Really?
Yeah.
It's better than none.
Yeah, it's usually half. It's usually about half, but it was so dry that I was telling you earlier that I've never seen snow. You could take a backpack blower and just blow this snow around like crazy. So
what they did to ours. What they was doing.
I've never used that. My whole life I've had blowers and stuff. I've never took a blower outside and just blew snow around. And do you do that, Matt?
No. Yeah, it was fine powder, but I did a little bit at work. Took blowers and blew off some ramps and entranceways.
That was kind of nice that it did that. It was pretty watching it all day.
Yeah. It was
got the snow off our deck. The neighbor came over that rents the mobile home, and he
boom.
One came over, got driveway, the walkway, the deck. I mean,
it was sure better than the previous weekend.
Yeah.
If you remember the ice,
you have all that ice.
That was rough.
And I grew up in the mountains. We were scared to death of ice.
Oh, yeah.
Snow is like you say, they converted it to rain how much you got. It doesn't go anywhere. It belts right there.
Yeah, but we were very lucky with that ice. That could have been way worse.
Yes, I think a lot of people, including myself, we were scared of losing power outages, snapping limbs,
was horrible. We're gonna lose power.
Yeah,
I got a call from Ashley, and she said, "Well, I was actually up here." She said, "You know, I saw Lowe's just got more generators in stock. Should we go ahead and buy this one? It was $900 something." I was like, "Well, you know, I don't know, buddy."
A friend of mine bought one, and I told her. She lives in Riverwalk over there, and that's a brand new neighborhood. The power's underground. You probably is 90% chance you're not going to lose power, and they didn't anyway. But she bought a generator, so she just left it in her trunk and then took it back the next day. So I wonder how many people took back generators. There's probably a lot of them over there now.
And they were charging a restocking fee.
Oh, yeah. Well.
So if you, okay, you can buy one, and yes, you can return it, but for a $50 restocking fee.
I don't blame them for that,
I
don't, really.
Yeah, I think that's pretty smart on their behalf.
As a business person, because now they've got overabundance of generators.
They do. And now, I mean, I wonder how much profit they made off the restocking fees. That's pretty smart.
Well, they made probably a good bit of profit selling them anyway. But
not much of restocking.
Yeah, so we had about a month of cold weather, which people up north kind of laugh down here that we have a month of sustained cold weather. We always get days where it pops up to 60s and back and forth, but that was hard on us southern people. Steve, no comment. So I went to the beach after Christmas. So the Saturday after Christmas, it was at least 75 degrees down there. I was sitting on the beach with my bathing suit, shirt off, just sitting there. So we can't complain. We had a bad long winter, but shortly after I came back to Rock Hill, that was bathing suit's been put up.
It was all over the place this
year. Except for the one time we took a picture in the ice with the bathing suits in the backyard.
I saw the picture, okay?
Yeah. I thought you lost your mind.
Disturbing picture, but somehow that's a thing now. So
yeah, it's on your social media footprint.
And when Teresa sees the snow, we got to put a bathing suit on. But we did put our we dressed up in the other pictures and the week after, so it was kind of fun. But we have missed being here. I missed seeing Steve, and I went by his house. I'm kind of a bad friend. I should have gone by more, but I went by one.
You were supposed to come by and then show up.
Yeah. Well, when you're just sitting there, it seems like a long time, don't it? I should have come, so I publicly apologize.
Well, now we're back.
Yeah, we're back. Yeah. The bench is back.
Welcome back.
We'll be back to the bench.
Back in town.
Haven't changed, had much to say, but man, I still think them cats are crazy. They were asking if you were around, how you was, where you could be found. I told them you were living downtown, driving all the old men crazy.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's nesting season, which means time to make sure you have seed, live mealworms, and other high-protein food available for your feathery friends. Also, be sure you're cleaning your bird feeders, bird baths, and that nesting box that's been empty all winter. Not excited about that chore? We offer a cleaning service for your feeders and birdhouses. So kick off spring cleaning now by making sure your backyard is ready. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
Sod, sod, sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
We've been keeping our customers warm for over 30 years, and we want to do the same for you. Don't wait. Call me, Benny Etter, 803-327-7100.
Garden party to reminisce with my old friends, a chance to share old memories and play our songs again. When I got to
okay,
the
we're
party,
back to the old garden's bench. We did the weather, the opening. Now, I guess we need to talk about weed killers, which is our topic of the day.
Well, not technically weed killer now. We're talking about pre-emergent.
Well, it kills the seeds.
Yeah, exactly. So
keeps the seeds of germinating.
When you say the word pre-emergent, it's kind of a big word, and people get confused on what it is.
It scares them.
So pre-emergent prevents weeds.
And
so,
post-emergent kills weeds.
So when you buy a bag of pre-emergent and take it home and put it out and you have a lot of weeds, it's not going to do anything to those weeds. It's just going to prevent more from
Why
coming.
Why not?
because it's a pre-emergent. So.
Oh, it's weed killer.
The ones that you have already in your yard.
Well, see, the ones you have already, we have a product at our store. It's called 1906 Confront Dimension. It has weed killer and pre-emergent. It's a really good product.
The bench is pre-emergent.
Yeah, so that's probably one of the best products Lebanon makes. But I get a lot of questions about pre-emergent. Is it too late to do pre-emergent? That's never. I tell them it's never too late.
It's never too late.
You can always prevent more weeds from coming. So the reason we're talking about pre-emergent right now is pre-emergent time. That's the first treatment of the year. Tommy did come by.
007.
Yeah,
he came by pre-emergent last week.
It doesn't matter what kind of grass you have. If you have warm season, like Bermuda, Zoysia, Centipede, St. Augustine, there's one for that. Like Steve said, 007 with a pre-emergent, prodiamine.
I got Zoysia, he's got Centipede.
And then if you have fescue, it's time to do that. And the difference in the two is that you are giving the fescue yard some nitrogen, which is your first number. The fescue product you put down is 1608. And if you have warm season grass, you don't want to give it nitrogen right now, which is like I said, the first number in the fertilizer, because it promotes growth and green, and that you don't want that right now for your warm season.
Our grass.
Yeah, you don't want that right now.
Our grass is warm season.
You could put it on there, and it really wouldn't do anything. It might. Well, the problem is it might. If it did get warm, it was 83 yesterday. If it started greening up and started looking good, and then we had a pop of cold, it would just knock it back, and then it wouldn't kill it, but it would delay it greening up.
I'm not totally sure where that could see the damage to the grass and the shrubs,
because
it's bounced all over the place.
Yeah.
You've been 30 degrees and then 83 degrees.
Well, we're going to see some, we won't see this damage for probably 2 months.
It'll be a while.
There'll be damage in plants and grass and any landscape stuff because of the cold. We were down in the 10. I mean, we were down in the
9,
low
10,
teens,
13.
Yeah, down below 10 degrees. And and with it being dry, you know, even I don't think it's dry today because we'll look outside and see it raining. But the lack of humidity and the dryness can hurt grass and the plants. So it's just like you drying out, they're not getting the. If you're thirsty, you get a drink of water. Well, a plant and grass can't really do that. And people don't think about that in the winter time.
True. Now, let me ask you a hypothetical about this pre-emergent.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say you may have a neighbor. Great guy, but a lot of weeds.
Asking for a guy.
Yeah. I'm just asking for a friend. Asking for a friend. Should you go heavier and apply more? Maybe on the border of your 2 yards, or does it matter? I mean, it just.
They say that more in the landscape world with chemicals and fertilizers, more is not always better.
Okay.
Now, I cannot say that I've never, when I'm treating yards, that I've never put a little more right there on the edge of a.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I never did recommend it.
So don't double up on.
Yeah.
No,
I won't say the left or the right.
Yeah,
for this friend I'm asking for. So
now, what does happen? Interesting, you said that. What does happen near the sidewalks and driveway? You get a lot of heat runoff. The ground necessarily not as good. You'll see pre-emergent leach out quicker on the edges of your property, and you'll see weeds come in. So if you wanted to put a little more. There you could, but really, it's really not.
I still don't think the more will help you.
Yeah.
What you need to do is not miss any applications.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if you did it, but we did it. Sometimes you just say, well, I really don't have time right now.
Yeah.
We just wait till the next one. That'll get you trouble.
Yeah. So pre-emergent, most fertilizers, the ones at least that we sell, there are cheaper ones that last less time, but most of ours last 45 to 60 days.
Well, back in the old days, they came up with weed and feed, and I thought it was crazy. You could feed something and kill something at the same time.
Yeah, you always had a problem with that.
I did. I still do.
It actually works, but
you
really,
got one
you don't,
now
that's
a feed and a pre and a post.
Well, that's what we have. It is a weed and feed, technically, but it has a pre-emergent. So if you're just weeding and feeding, you make it look good that week, but we're talking about weeks down the road, not necessarily.
Okay.
All right, Brad, we got some Neil Diamond headed on into our break, and we'll be right back for the Gardener's Bench.
Taking it slow. And Lord, don't you know, I'll have my time with a poor man's lady hitching on a twilight train.
Rocks, rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, carolinafreshfarms.com.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's nesting season, which means time to make sure you have seed, live mealworms, and other high-protein food available for your feathery friends. Also, be sure you're cleaning your bird feeders, bird baths, and that nesting box that's been empty all winter. Not excited about that chore? We offer a cleaning service for your feeders and birdhouses. So kick off spring cleaning now by making sure your backyard is ready. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
I'm Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
Start saving money now by replacing your old heating system with a new modern high-efficiency unit.
Call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call AirTech at 327-7100.
I never promised you a rose garden along with the sunshine. There's gotta be a little rain sometime. When you take, you gotta get.
And we're back to the Gardener's Bench. And it is raining.
What a good little song.
We almost got you.
What year is that song?
That's a good one.
Back when I was young.
Well, if you promised her a rose garden, you better get some clippers out because there's a lot of work to do with roses.
We had them.
You don't just plant them and go out there and then you just, oh, look at these things, and cut them and bring them into Rhonda and all that stuff.
Speaking of that, are we talking about pruning and pruning shrubs, pruning your roses? Is it
2 weeks past time?
Or well, 2 weeks from now?
That's actually another show we're going to be doing. You should have already done a lot of pruning on plants, really. So, if you do them now, you're going to be cutting blooms off. Isn't that right, Steve?
The cold killed blooms to the blooms.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be about a corner of the house.
Azaleas, you had to prune them. After they bloom.
Had the big blooms, and I mean, it was blooming his head off, and it killed 100% of the blooms.
Yeah.
Well, that same friend I was asking for earlier, he's behind the eight ball then.
Yeah.
Yeah, he needs to get to pruning.
Well.
Sounds like someone has a lot of work to do.
Tommy actually started on mine back in fall. And Juan did a little bit of pruning the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
It's nice having a landscaper in. Mobile home run. Send your wife over there and say, can you do this?
True.
And it's a whole lot cheaper than you do it yourself.
Yeah. So speaking of plants in your flower beds, you can also do a pre-emergent.
Nice.
So that's, I'll tell you what I do. I think it's a little early for that, maybe. You could wait on into March and do that. I do, at Carolina Fresh, we have a couple areas that have rocks where we have furniture and all sitting on there, these little small rocks. I go out there about the middle of March, and I put a heavy dose of pre-emergent on the rocks. If you have a big parking lot where you have gravel and weeds come up every year, you do that, and it keeps it clean the whole year, basically. So.
And you can put it in beds.
You can put it in bed. They make one.
We have a head bed stuck with the gravel.
Did you?
But we put it in the flower beds, really. Yes. And I disagree with you. In March, we'd start in the fall.
Now.
Really. Because you got 60 days.
Yeah.
Is there a special kind of pre-emergent to put in beds or just
well,
a regular?
We have, there is a product called Preen, but you can actually use the same 007, the same thing as we use on the lawns. It's not recommended to put around bulbs and annual flowers, but you can put it.
Dominion.
Well, this is Prodiamine, which is Barricade. But there's several pre-emergents. Pendimethalum is one. It's kind of a weaker one.
I don't usually say the active ingredient because nobody knows what it is.
Well, it kind of makes me look smart saying these big words. So.
It does. I was just over here thinking how impressed I was.
Barricade.
It makes you think you're smart.
Pernamenthium.
Dimension.
Yeah.
Sounds pretty.
Yeah.
Pretty
can it be sprayed under mulch?
Yeah.
Well, we got pine needles.
We just got it mulched one.
Yeah, you would want to, let's say you were putting in new mulch.
We got
you would
needles.
Do the pre-emergent first, right? And then the mulch on top.
He did.
Yeah.
They actually did a post-emergent.
Okay.
There wasn't much there because of the cold weather.
Yeah.
He sprayed that, then he put the pre-emergent and put the pine needles out.
Well, that's good he waited then.
Yeah.
I know you were trying to get him over here for a while, so.
Okay.
That was good.
He got the pine needles new.
So we got something to do.
We wait on you.
And we got something we always argue about, or at least you two do. When, all right, I'm writing it down. This is going to be recorded. Right. When is the last frost of the year going to be?
Frost?
Yes. I mean, like a,
well, we talk
a
about
killing frost.
We talk about the first frost. We always have an argument about that.
We're going to have a little pool going here.
Steve does it. When's your first frost of the year? You say November, about your anniversary? You say
around 1st and 11th.
Yeah.
November.
Well, we're kind of the same for that. So
last frost.
The last frost
for.
This year. So that could... We've had them late.
We've had them after Easter.
Yeah, we've had them.
This year, all bets are off. I haven't been right on anything so far, but I will say Easter, whatever that is.
Okay.
Well, we got to have a date here. We can't just say.
Well, we'll say Easter. We'll look it up.
Easter's April the 5th.
April 5th for Steve.
I'm going to say March the 31st.
Change all right. To April 10th.
There is a 31st of March. There is a 31st of March, right?
Yeah,
I think so. I think so. I'll
February 30th. No,
that'd be great.
The last of
the last one of the year.
No, and, March 31st.
Okay, and I'll
and I just hope it's not a big frost.
I'll be optimistic.
That hurts the sod farm severely.
We're gonna have a kid involved in your sod. I have spots in it.
All right, I'll say I'll say March 20th.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
I was gonna Price is Right you and say March 30th.
Oh yeah.
Okay,
oh.
I'll put my bet in
Rhonda.
April 11th.
She's doing that to Steve.
I'm up to pretend that you're April 11th.
There you go.
Yeah. You're the 5th.
Oh, that's pretty funny.
All right. So
yeah, you said 5th.
I'll change it.
We'll see who's right and who's wrong, who gets closest.
All right.
And
we weren't closed last year.
The furthest away buys breakfast.
It'll be for a breakfast. Yeah. That sounds good.
All right.
Hot breakfast.
All right. Well, we take a break. We'll be right back with the Gardener's Bench.
Everybody's working.
Sod, sod, sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's nesting season, which means time to make sure you have seed, live mealworms, and other high-protein food available for your feathery friends. Also, be sure you're cleaning your bird feeders, bird beds, and that nesting box that's been empty all winter. Not excited about that chore? We offer a cleaning service for your feeders and birdhouses. So kick off spring cleaning now by making sure your backyard is ready. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
Benny Etter here.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
Don't let the cold drive your energy costs through the roof. Take advantage of the area's lowest price winter tune-up now.
Call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call AirTech at 327-7100.
Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Back to the gardener's bench, and I tell you what, it's great to be on time for the change.
The fastest gardening show in the South. And I'm kind of sad to hear that song come on today. I was having fun.
Yeah.
I want to say hey to Dotsie McElvain, who listens to us every week. I got to see her at the Winthrop basketball game a couple weeks ago, and my buddy Ken Dove, thank you for listening.
Yes.
My wife, Rhonda, used to listen to us on Facebook every week. Now she's here in person.
Yeah, she used to listen on Facebook, but sometimes it wasn't on there, so now she just comes and sits here.
Yeah.
We should have a guest chair where somebody could just...
She dresses.
You get to come and spend the day.
She dresses up the place. Yeah, we can hold a raffle.
Yeah.
Hold a raffle for a guest. Yeah. Gardener's Bench guest experience.
Everybody did Gardener's Bench today. I didn't realize that.
I don't know if that would be a win or a loss if you got to do that or not.
It's winning today.
We'll see.
Yeah. I told the guys here, I wanted to, if you have any questions that you would like for us to talk about, I'm going to keep giving my email out until somebody sends one this year. So my email is drector, R-E-C-T-O-R, at carolinafreshfarms.com. So
it's got an S on the farm.
Drector at carolinafreshfarms.com. So just put Gardener's Bench in the subject and send us a question, and we'll... Say your name and we'll give us a question. It kind of be fun to answer a question. We don't have time for call-ins because, like I said, this is the fastest gardening show in the South, so we don't have time for people to call in. But we'd love to hear an email or comments or just say, hey.
Yeah.
Let us know we're out there. Sometimes Matt will tell us who's on Facebook looking. But
that's right. But we, I want to tell you, too, this winter, been around a couple things. Getting out and a couple different fundraisers around the community, and we've seen Carolina Fresh Farms everywhere donating stuff. And I just want to tell you, man, we appreciate you.
Well, thank you.
Investing in the community and doing the right thing. Thank you.
Yeah, we had a
that's a big deal.
Had a manager's meeting a week and a half ago. My boss had me talk to the other managers about getting involved in the community and doing things.
Yeah, it does not go unnoticed. Yeah. Thank you.
Comes here on the radio.
Yeah. Well, I've been here 59 years. I feel like I'm a part of the community, so.
You're still on probation. Yeah. Probationary period.
Few people know me.
Yeah.
Thank God there wasn't cell phones and stuff a long time ago.
I don't know about that with people, but.
And Steve's been here a few years yourself.
79.
Yeah. 1979, not 79 years, but.
Yeah. Well, the nursery
I'm not 80 yet.
Yeah.
Working on it,
but they were good about doing community stuff.
Oh, yeah. Rolling Hills also did a very good job giving back and doing things for the community. So we didn't do it just to get business. We do it because we care about the community. So
exactly.
It all goes hand in hand.
There's a method to the madness. So I always see somebody who's just done a whole lot of work for to ask.
Yeah.
You can't tell them no.
Exactly. Exactly, man. So.
So then.
Okay.
Wait, no, we got about 50 seconds.
Oh, wow.
Extra minute. Hey. Give your phone number. We've been on good behavior, guys.
Is this a leap year or something?
Give your phone number. Phone number.
Oh, phone number for Carolina Fresh Farms is 803-327-8686. We're located on Old York Road, 4372 Old York Road, which is also called Selanese, York Highway. We're beside a graveyard across from a junkyard down from
down by the Armory Graveyard.
Yeah, we're between the, what else can we say? Between the airport and Walmart. We kind of sit down the hill.
A par five from Ollie's.
We're beside the wood place.
Inside the wood place.
Yeah. And we do one crazy thing every year. We bring in chickens. And I wanted to get people in front of this because we're doing it early this year. March the 6th is a Friday.
March 6th.
Chick Day.
Chick Day. So keep that in mind. So thank you, Matt, Steve.
We'll see you next week on the radio.
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, AirTech Heating and Air, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by Domer Dreamscapes. Be sure to join us again Saturday morning for The Gardener's Bench on WRHI.